And now, classic fiction. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, first published in 1932.
Aldous Huxley's science fiction masterpiece imagines a futuristic dystopia in which technological progress and state control have supplanted individuality, freedom, and human connection. It is largely set in a place called World State that initially appears utopic. Family structures have been abolished, babies are grown in glass jars, and sexual promiscuity is moral. Everyone is happy, as any negative feelings are easy to fix using Soma, a drug that the government provides. The book begins at the Central London Hatchery and Conditioning Centre, where thousands of human embryos in glass jars are receiving a careful balance of chemicals until they're ready to be decanted. The idea of being born from a human is obscene, and the word mother is taboo. Some embryos are predestined to become elite adults. These alphas receive the optimum chemical mix. Meanwhile, epsilons are deprived of oxygen to make them semi-moronic low-grade workers. Some newly fertilized eggs are also put through something called Bokanovsky's process, which causes them to divide into numerous identical clones.
Bokanovsky's process is one of the major instruments of social stability. Standard men and women in uniform batches. The whole of a small factory, staffed with the products of a single Bokanovskified egg. 96 identical twins working 96 identical machines. The voice was almost tremulous with enthusiasm. You really know where you are. For the first time in history. He quoted the planetary motto, Community, Identity, Stability.
After decanting, the baby's minds are controlled using various brainwashing techniques, including hypnopedia, which is carried out while they are asleep. One hypnopedia lesson for beta children repeats over and over.
Alpha children wear gray. They work much harder than we do because they're so frightfully clever. I'm really glad I'm beta because I don't work so hard. And then we are much better than the gammas and deltas.
The only people with any real autonomy in World State are the controllers, like Mustafa Mond, who admits that because he makes the rules, he can also break them. There's no God, but instead a higher power called Ford. Unlike in George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, the controllers use pleasure rather than fear to keep people compliant. There are machines that pump beautiful perfume and music into the air, and even give you a massage. And people go to the feelies. Movies where they experience the physical sensations of what they are seeing on the screen. The government organizes regular, semi-religious 12-person orgies. People are encouraged to take Soma, which in moderation provides a high without negative side effects.
Now, such is progress. The old men work. The old men copulate. The old men have no time, no leisure from pleasure. Not a moment to sit down and think. Or if ever by some unlucky chance, such a crevice of time should yawn in the solid substance of their distractions, there is always Soma, delicious Soma. Half a gram for a half holiday, a gram for a weekend, 2 grams for a trip to the gorgeous East, 3 for a dark eternity on the moon.
There are, however, a few people who question the principles of this perfectly regulated brave new world. Outside the efficient, sanitized, hedonistic world state, there still exist some traditional areas called reservations. John Savage is born on one of these, and when as an adult he first meets Lenina, a visitor from world state, he's amazed by her health and pneumatic beauty. He quotes from Shakespeare's play The Tempest, one of numerous quotations from Shakespeare that Savage uses throughout the book.
"Oh, wonder," he was saying, and his eyes shone. His face was brightly flushed. "How many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is!" The flush suddenly deepened. He was thinking of Lenina, of an angel in a bottle-green viscose. Lustrous with youth and skin food, plump, benevolently smiling. His voice faltered. "Oh, brave new world."
Brave New World was written at a time when there was a great hope that technology would transform society for the better. But the novel shows that while technology brings benefits, there can also be a high cost in terms of individual freedom and creativity. The book has been read as a warning for many areas of life, from genetic engineering to mass production and popular culture. A 9-part TV series loosely based on the novel was released in 2020.